We're here today at the Oklahoma Pork Congress talking today with National Pork Board CEO Bill Even. He is actually kind of new to his position, been on the job about 7 months now. Bill, give me just a little bit of your background. Roy Lee Lindsay talked about a pretty impressive resume you've got there.
Well, thanks very much, Carson. Pleasure to talk with the folks in Oklahoma. I come from a fifth-generation family farm in southeast South Dakota, where we grow crops and livestock, primarily cattle, corn, and soybeans, and have an ag degree from South Dakota State University in ag business and ag econ, and then a law degree from Drake Law School, where I studied ag law. I had the pleasure of serving the taxpayers of South Dakota as ag secretary as well, before working with DuPont Pioneer, and now working for the livestock industry at the National Pork Board.
Thank you very much. Now, tell me, you kind of broke down what you're doing there at the Pork Board into three different sections. You got your consumer trust, sustainability, and you're wanting to grow consumer demand as well. Tell me about that.
Absolutely. So the National Pork Board's got a strategic plan that really is focused on those three pillars, right? How do you build consumer trust? How do you grow production sustainably? And then how do you grow demand as well? Those are in line with our statutory obligations. And so two out of every three checkup dollars go into the demand or the promotion side of the equation. And of that, two out of every those $3 actually gets spent domestically here in the U.S. So 75% of all the pork produced in the United States is consumed here, and then 25% is exported.
And so one of the goals you talked about is you're wanting to kind of review and refresh some of your domestic marketing tactics and strategies here at home. What are you doing there?
Yeah, so the National Pork Board, their domestic marketing team, there was two teams working in this space before. Last fall, we joined those two teams together to get better alignment and make sure that we were using the pork producers' resources very effectively and there wasn't any waste in the system. And consequently now, we're in the process of renewing kind of the strategic objectives for domestic marketing. One example of something that the Pork Board has done, I believe, quite well is our emphasis on multicultural marketing, in particular, speaking with the Hispanic population in the United States.
And that's expected to grow exponentially here in the next couple decades.
Absolutely. So when you look at the statistics, the U.S. Caucasian population is slated to grow about 1%, so pretty stable population between now and 2050. But the Hispanic population in the U.S., there was projected growth of over 160%. And that's really good news for the pork producers and the pork industry, because the Hispanic culture is a culture that enjoys pork, enjoys eating it as part of their family culture. And so our opportunity to really engage with this very young demographic really bodes well for domestic pork consumption.
And that's really one of the first things that you've done is really ramped up that advertising and promotion effort with that demographic, correct?
Absolutely. We've engaged a Hispanic marketing firm based out of Miami, Florida called Republica. And with their help and efforts, we've actually done about 3 years worth of really hard work in the background figuring out how to do this right. And we've tripled our investment into that space here in the past 6 months.
Mm-hmm. And now, how important is it to get out in the countryside and talk with retailers and producers and folks in the industry?
It's critically important, Carson, because one of the things that a risk of any organization, whether it's an association or even a company, is you get caught in management land, where you're in the office and you lose touch with the people that are paying the bills. And it's incumbent upon me as the CEO of the Pork Board, as well as all the employees of the Pork Board, to make sure that we're in touch with the entire supply chain. We've got a team that is out in the field that talks with retailers, another team that talks to food service and chefs, got another team that talks with producers, for example. And that outreach and that feedback makes sure that we're spending our money where the producers want it spent.
Mm-hmm. And so what's been some of your takeaways from traveling around the country talking with all these folks?
Number one takeaway is that the pork industry in the U.S. is growing and growing at a pretty dramatic pace. Now, that doesn't mean there aren't going to be growing pains. There always are. But you're much better off to be part of a growing industry than one that's in decline. I think that's a huge takeaway. Another takeaway is that the pork producers really respect the checkoff and support the checkoff. Now, they don't always know exactly what we're doing, but then that's our job to make sure we're out there on the ground again explaining it to folks. Another key point is the producers do expect us to be innovating, adapting, and moving at the speed of business. They're working in the real world. They're dealing with real-life situations and issues. And I think it's critically important that the Pork Board is also there in the trenches with them, focusing on what's important to them.
So what's the one message you wanted to leave Oklahoma producers with today?
So Oklahoma is a leader in the pork industry, whether it's the state checkoff and the folks like Roy Lee Lindsay that have been at the helm here for 18 years now are doing a fantastic job. A lot of the pigs that are fed in the Midwest are coming out of Oklahoma. You've got the large seaboard plant out in Guymon, as well as the sow farm spread all across the state. You essentially are raising a lot of the pigs that the rest of the country is feeding and then the consumers get to enjoy.